This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So this was Bill Belichick on the Manning cast on Monday. Kind of breaking balls a little bit here, but probably some truth to it. We'll see. I want to get Seth's take on this because Seth played many a game in Indianapolis. Here was Belichick.
Yeah, the RCA Dome in particular, where Belichick, most of his experience was in the RCA Dome as well.
Yep, Lucas Oil Field is the newer stadium. Here, take a listen. Here's this exchange between Peyton Manning and Bill Belichick.
Bill, how do you simulate the crowd noise when you're playing these guys?
Well, I'll tell you, Peyton, the crowd noise there at Arrowhead wasn't as bad as it was when you guys piped in music at the RCA Dome.
Okay.
And then when the music skipped, and then when the crowd noise skipped, then that's how we knew we were pumping it in.
Okay.
The crowd noise skipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when all of a sudden you hear it go on repeat or whatever. Yeah. I always questioned. I thought that they might be piping some in. Those inbred hillbillies up there in Indiana can't yell that loud. They got too many genetic irregularities in their vocal cords,
and they're not very good.
Inbreeding.
They're not very good at editing audio either. Apparently, if the
no,
sound is
they got that. They got that the new guy editing all of
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
this is our Colts. This is our team.
We bleed blue. Was that a thing? Did people talk about that with the Colts, about them piping in noise?
No, the Colts were dirty in other ways, mostly Peyton Manning led, and like ways that the league had to legislate against.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff that they would do with some of their substitutions. But then also, remember, there's the rule of quarterbacks not being able to throw their hands aggressively at the snap count.
Yeah.
That's called the Peyton Manning rule.
Oh, yeah?
And they used to do stuff. They used to do the other thing that they had to create rules clarifications for the benefit of Peyton Manning and the Colts was some of the really aggressive shifts and motions. Like they would have a tight end basically jump backwards out of his stance on a hard count and then go in motion.
Mm-hmm.
And they did it to me once. It was fourth and short. The tight end jumped back out of his stance. And I'm like, well, all right. I like to force the issue to be sure they gave the call. I stepped across the line and I got flagged.
They called you for
start.
Being offsides?
After the tight end, like clearly, I'm like, I know what they're doing, but my God, that was crazy.
Yeah.
And they didn't, I lobbied it, but you know, Peyton gave the old look to the official, probably winked at him or something. And
that's bogus. Yeah, gave money to his charity or something like that.
Yeah, no. Tony Dungy used to piss me off because Tony Dungy would whine about stuff like this all the time, these little things. Like, he'd claim that we would fake hamstring injuries to slow down their substitution process. Was he accurate in that claim? Nobody knows. But he whined about it. He whined about it a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
You don't fake a hamstring injury, you fake a hamstring cramp. I'm cramping. I'll be fine after one play, but I'm cramping right now.
I respect how you handled that. You shut down my "well, were you?" before I could even get it out of my mouth. Jim Irsay took great issue with what Bill Belichick had to say. The next morning at 9:27 a.m.
following up
the Monday night game. 9:27.
Still up, I guess, is what it was. Yeah, he was still up.
Yes, he was still up.
All right. Yeah.
He did this right before he went to bed at 9:27 a.m. Reminder, piped in crowd noise, myth, 1,000% fictional. And the skip was TV broadcast. We get it, though. Visiting teams couldn't believe that 60,000 in an intimate dome stadium could make that much deafening noise. Clap emoji, happy emoji. Credit to Colts fans. Good for you, Jim Irsay, by not mentioning the shoe in your tweet. I hate the shoe.
It makes me feel better that I like that Jim Irsay has no memory of ordering the crowd noise in. That's how I interpret
that. Can we trust him?
He can't. He doesn't remember.
Can't be trusted.
What happened and didn't happen, or whether he ordered it or didn't order it.
D'Amico Ryans on his coach's show was asked by John Harris and Mark Vandermeer about the debut of the H-Town uniforms. That was big this weekend, man. I thought they looked good. Let's see what the coach thought of them.
What'd you think?
Oh, man. Yep. Hey. H-Town nice. Blue. Those are nice. We need to make that our primary uniform. Our home games. Those are really nice, man. They look really good in them. And mm-hmm. Those are sweet.
And Fairbairn made the kick from the H.
Hey, put a staple on. Let's go. H-Town Blue for our primaries.
Okay, so for one, when the Texans paint their field, they don't screw it up like the Colts do. Colts put like a high gloss latex whatever. That new field, everybody was slipping and sliding, remember?
Yes, I do. That's a good point.
Yeah. Yep. So there's that. The other thing, I love those uniforms, but I thought maybe it was just an in-person thing where I couldn't read the numbers. I'm watching, like, I was trying to pick out some Dylan Horton plays yesterday. And trying to figure out who he was versus Rashad Weaver was on the field, too. Yeah. He wears 90. And Dylan Horton, I can't read the numbers. I cannot read the numbers on those with the red on blue. But it looks so good.
It does look smooth, man. Yeah.
But I don't like the fact that I can't read the numbers. It's harder to go and identify the players, from opposing. Yeah.
The uniform looks good.
Yeah.
So if they change the numbers in that particular color scheme to white numbers, would you rather be able to see the numbers but it doesn't look quite as good?
I think I can live with not knowing the numbers.
Well, if it's only one game.
Most guys you can tell by body type, but not in person even. Remember, I mean, because Alshire was running so fast that I thought he was Petrie at one point.
Yes, it happened to me too. I can tell it's a single digit.
Yeah, Nate, you know what it is? You can't tell body type as well either just because it's all monochromatic.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, I was having a hard time just telling guys by their silhouettes and by the numbers and everything, and yet I love the uniforms.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm in a real quandary here, Sean.
Do you think these should be the permanent uniforms, like D'Amico just said? Like, these should be the main? Because the NFL, for those who don't know, I think most Texan fans know there's four versions of the uniform: regular white jersey, regular dark blue jersey, the color rush H-Town that we saw on Saturday, and then the battle red, which we have yet to see in a game in this new version of it, but they look really, really good. You can only wear the alternative uniforms, the H-Town and the battle red, a total of three times all season long between those two uniforms. Do you think that the ones they wore on Sunday should be the full-time uniform like D'Amico does?
I can't.
It's a lot of squinting, man.
I don't know. I don't know if I do. Our listeners share this same issue or concern.
Text
I saw
in.
A couple of people on Twitter agree with me. When you're watching on TV, it's easier because you're seeing up close shots of everybody.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here's a counterpoint. If you can't see the number, the other team can't either.
Oh, okay. So first, you know what? It makes it more difficult for New England in scouting this. You're right, because I was watching the All-22 yesterday.
Right.
And I'm just like zooming in on screens and everything to see who's what and where. So, yeah, if it gums up the process for the opponent.
Yeah.
Okay, I can sacrifice a little bit of my viewing experience for
that. Right,
right. All right, I'm for that.
Your eyes may have their shelf life diminished by 2 or 3 years at the end of your existence, but still.
There's, If there's one thing I've learned about the uniform changes this year, it's that, man, you really can't get an appreciation for the uniform until you see it in a game.
Yes.
I love all these uniforms now. The first one, remember when they showed up in the Hall of Fame game versus the Bears, I liked the uniforms, but the problem was they looked too much like the Bears uniforms.
Right, right.
And especially in the preseason when a lot of guys are out there that you don't necessarily know. Mm-hmm. I kept getting dyslexia between the two. I was like, oh, no, wait, no, that was that wasn't a good play by the Texans. That was a good play by the Bears.
Yeah.
But they all look really good. I'm excited to see the Battle Red ones. I'll hold my recommendation until after I see the Battle Red ones
in a game. Yeah, same. I love the alternative. I'm with you. Like, having watched them play in three of the four uniforms now, man, like, home run.
One of our listeners during the pregame show, for a moment, I think, got a little uncomfortable because you thought I was ogling him. But
yeah, you like actually, that regular dark blue jersey.
I was like, no, your jersey looks cool.
Yeah.
He's like, why is Seth staring at me?
He had a CJ jersey on. You were gazing at him.
I had another awkward moment at the game because I saw a woman from a distance that had really cool eyeglasses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kim Davis, she has really cool
eyeglasses. She's got great glasses game, yeah.
I thought it was Kim Davis. So I was like, kind of like, but I was also like examining the eyeglasses from a distance.
Yeah.
And I was staring at her the whole way she was walking up.
Right.
And I was smiling at her. And by the time I realized it wasn't Kim Davis, the woman was already basically giving me her number. So that's
we're dialing up her lawyer.
Yeah.
It's staring at me and smiling. All right. Payne and Pendergast, into the 9 o'clock hour we go. Let's hear from CJ Stroud on Pat McAfee. How's he feeling on the offense so far? McAfee did a little ball breaking with CJ yesterday, too. This was funny. And CJ's plea to you, the Texan fan. We've got all that coming up for you next.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.